The Chris Perullo Show's coverage of Search Engine Strategy San Jose was brought to you by MSN Search. Find something today at search.msn.com.
When you need to find something, you want to find it in a snap. So, of course, you would want to head over to snap.com. And not only as a regular user, but as someone who advertises or needs to advertise in search engines, snap.com is taking a unique approach to this. And instead of going with a traditional CPC model, cost per click, they're going with a CPA, or cost per acquisition model, for their advertisers. And Tom McGovern, CEO, is here on the floor of SES in San Jose. And Tom, do you think that this is the right way to go, CPA versus CPC, with search engine advertising?
Absolutely. The feedback's on you. We think that the whole market will go eventually to the CPA advertising model. In fact, our company, the roots of our company is with Idealab and Bill Gross, who's the founder of this company as well. And he essentially is the person that created the CPC model. And when the CPC model was envisioned, he thought and expected it would go to CPA over time. However, most of the search engines never have done that. And so we're the first one, and we intend to be disruptive in as much that we're introducing the CPA model today, and we think that in 5 years everyone will go to that because it's good for the advertisers and it's good for the users.
Disruptive, though, can sometimes be disruptive to your own business model if you're too far ahead of the curve. I can imagine that your advertisers have been pretty happy when comparing directly against other search engine advertising firms, Google, AdWords, or MSN, or Yahoo. What about the users? Do they really see the difference between the advertising on Snap.com versus the other search engines?
Well, in a CPA advertising model, it allows the search engine to know what the conversions are, which sites are the best for converting users or visitors into actual customers. And by using that information and optimizing the search results for the user, then you actually are aligning the user together with the advertisers. And that's what Snap.com does today.
Were you using Snap.com from the very beginning?
Was I the name Snap.com? No, the corporate name is actually Perfect Market Technologies, and we acquired Snap.com from NBC about a year ago.
The domain name.
Right.
But it's a complete rewrite.
It's all new technology, and it's a new introduction of our patented approach of connecting advertisers together with search users today.
You've got a very unique way of displaying search results. Could you describe that? Is there an easy way, other than visually, to describe that?
Well, we've architected Snap.com for broadband users, and we're using the full capabilities of the pipe, and so our results are much more graphical than most results out there today. We're taking the paradigm that was started 25 years ago by LexisNexis of putting a few words in a search box and getting a line list of results back, and we're turning that upside down and just making, again, somewhat of a disruptive approach of making our results look totally different. And we're able to do that because the bandwidth is there today for the users of being able to present more information, allowing them to use all of their capabilities of pattern matching, recognizing icons such as logos, and providing tools so that people can interact with the search results. And we do that in a way that's very different than any other search engine out there.
Can you remember the first thing you searched for on Snap.com?
I think it was my name. And so most people type their own name into a search engine.
Were there any results?
Of course. Of course. We have a great tech team that makes sure that everyone's names are in there. And so where we're really excelling and we're focusing our efforts is at the head of the query stream, if you will. The 20% of the searches that make up 80% of the volume. And we use behavioral information. We license ISP information in order to optimize our results and make them better for users based upon previous internet searchers' click behavior. And so what does that mean? That means that we don't just look at word frequency on pages when we serve up the search results. We look at what other users have done, and this is where our advertising model plays in here. We look at what they've done after they reviewed a search result and have clicked through underlying sites. And so by using that information, we can improve the search results for future users.
Give me either maybe the top three or just a few reasons why someone would switch from their current favorite search engine to Snap.com.
So if you're looking for information such that it's a more advanced search where you want to be able to sort and filter, then you'll find what you're looking for with Snap. So if you want to search news, you want to see only news from certain sources, and you want to be able to sort that based on the headlines and words in the headlines and time, then you'll find exactly what you're looking for. If you want to be able to do a search for LCD televisions, and you want to be able to find the most popular ones in certain price ranges and with certain feature sets, then you'll find what you're looking for at Snap.
If I'm not mistaken, this relaunched at Web 2.0 last year. What makes Snap.com a Web 2.0 application?
Well, I think there's a few things. First of all, we're architected for broadband. So it's not a 1995 architecture to the system. Second, we're empowering the users to interact with the search results. And so they can sort and filter as fast as they can type and actually have a dialogue. This is a Dr. Pangaro term here. Have a dialogue with the search results and find what they're looking for. And then finally, we're implementing new feature sets coming up soon here where you'll be able to save your searches and we'll push new results to you. And so it's something much more of a prospective search rather than retrospective search.
Now, when you say pushing results to you or being able to right. make it pervasive, how is that being done? What's the mechanism that the new search results are being delivered to the user?
You would essentially save your search parameters. It could be search term plus filters. And then as changes in the search results come up, okay, new results arrive, then we would syndicate that by syndication method and syndicate and send that to you.
RSS.
Yes, exactly. So,
wow. Thank you.
So, well, you're welcome. Thank you. Thanks for your time.
Thank you for the RSS. Well, if you want to be done with me, that's fine, Tom. I didn't know. But it's okay. So you've been doing this for, well, close to a year now, the Snap.com relaunch. What has been the feedback that you've been receiving overwhelmingly?
Well, I think we're clear that we're not out to Google, and out Google Google and out Yahoo. There's certain types of searches that we're going to be very very great at, and for advanced users for broadband with broadband access, they'll use us as a secondary search engine. And we find that over 50% of the Google users today use a secondary search engine. And so our goal right now is to make sure that we're the first search engine that people think about after they don't find what they're looking for in their primary.
So do you find any competitors in this field from your perspective? I mean, you're not trying to out-Google Google, out-Yahoo. Do you really view them as competitors? Or are there people that you feel or companies that you feel are more in your space, because you are so radically different than those search engines for the reasons you've stated and for the reasons what I've used it in the past?
Well, I think that there's a lot of very interesting vertical search plays coming out, but the more successful they get, then you'll see them being brought inside either through an acquisition or an internal effort inside of the major search engines. We're already seeing that with blogs and some job search and things like that. From a display techniques and the way that we're approaching search on those dimensions, today we're really the only ones that are hanging out there on those aspects. And it won't be until we're wildly successful and growing quickly that I think people will start to embrace those approaches.
Tom, thank you for your time.
Thank you.
This interview brought to you by the all-new MSN Search. Find something today at search.msn.com. Visit thechrisparulloshow.com for more audio downloads, and remember to tune in every Thursday night for our live show.